the animation of blue electricity. You want to feel that you have an entirely different circuit, and it's a heavy, heavy circuit. You want to feel that this is serious weight. And it's coming through the top of your head, and it's moving straight down, and it's so heavy that it's moving at a speed faster than you can visualize. And it moves through, and it locks in through the bottom of your feet to the base of your life, and you feel as if you are standing on steel, as if your legs can't bend, as if your body will not give, as if you can stand in your power for the rest of your life. There is nothing that can move you off this steel. Absolutely nothing. There is a sense of strength moving up your legs, moving up your spine, moving through your body that is unyielding and it is unbending. Now, as you feel that, imagine yourself able to visualize a beautiful crystal glass encasing that you can just shut and close around you as if it were a capsule. Just put it there very rapidly. You can see your life, you can contact everybody, you can talk, you can maneuver. You're the only one who knows that there is this crystal field around you. It's fluid, it's light, any kind of shade of light can move through, but it's a filter. It's a filter. And you use your breath, you use your consciousness, it is a filter. And it cleans and prevents any kind of negativity from coming out of you and coming toward you. This is your filter. If any force from the outside world, whether it is an advertisement or a conversation, a fear, a remark, comes toward you, somebody says something that's not true, what you're going to do is you're going to image that this filter disintegrates it. You just put the filter up and it melts it, it sizzles it. It won't let that energy come in through that crystal. It is impenetrable. Similarly, when you find yourself losing power and generating an image or any sort of negative force within you because someone on the outside world is triggering your fears or insecurities, imagine that that energy cannot penetrate through that crystal and harm them. You do not want your feeling of low self-esteem to harm another person any more than you want to be harmed by another person. While you're in this capsule, and you will always be in this capsule if you want, just imagine that light comes through, just picture it. Picture it like millions of sparkles so that you see that it's active, it's beautiful, it's cleansing, it's a screen, it's fluid, it's guidance filled, it's a receiver, it's stunning. Thoughts and feelings can flow through you. Feel and imagine that they're cleansed as they go through, and now you want to release a thought, a prayer. And that thought and prayer says, I request the assistance of heaven to transfer and guide only light through me and to compensate with your light the shadow of my fears that might go through me so that I never add negativity to the life moving and living around me. Keep my negativity in this capsule and grant me the grace to work it through so that it never hurts another person. All right, take a breath, come back. The use of that capsule, the use of the crystal, the use of working with yourself in that energy field. I'm telling you how powerful it is. Get used to imagining that that crystal just shows up as soon as you say, I got to crystal myself. I got to screen myself. I love living in that image. I love it. Because, first of all, I love jewels. What can I tell you? But the truth is, I love that image because there is a negative illusion coming right toward me. There is an advertisement, there's a comment, there's this, there's that, that makes me feel I should be doing more, I should be doing less, I'm not achieving as much, what am I doing with my life? It's this. Every single time I have a thought like that, what I've done is I've programmed an interior, I guess I would call it a prayer or an interior response, where I want that field to say, like an illusion bell that says, ding, 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 you're falling for it. You are actively being assaulted, being penetrated by an image from the outside world, by a comment from another person that is about to make you feel less about yourself. In that instant, this is your commitment. You retire, you retreat instantly into one prayer, one dialogue with the gods that says, I remind myself that my life, my beauty, my being is in your hands, and never has it been and never will it be in the hands of another person. Remind yourself of what's true. My contract is between heaven and me. Nobody is in charge of the opportunities or the relationships that come into my life but me. Take a breath. Always breathe yourself back into the power. And here's the other part of the equation. Making a commitment to redo yourself choice by choice. Now, I want to add a little bit of an interesting, who would have thought of that at this point, which is, let's just say you have a dynamic with somebody and you just feel powerless. You feel absolutely powerless. Do you ever have one of those relationships where you're with somebody who always manages to turn it around and think, why am I apologizing for what you did? But somehow or other, you end up upside down. I remember when I was a journalist years ago, I remember this one person on staff who by day was very nice, but not really. Okay. And I remember that there was a couple of instances where there was a certain story that I wanted to take the lead on. And so did that woman. And so both of us wanted this one story, and we both talked to an editor about it. And she had an ability to kick in to a manipulative whine like I have never seen.